From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday search teams have found the main flight data recorder from a military passenger plane that crashed over the weekend in the Black Sea. Russian news agencies say the device would be delivered to Moscow for analysis. Meanwhile, Russia's transport minister Maxim Sokolov says it is too early to reach any conclusions about the cause of the crash. Officials say the terrorism has not been ruled out in Sunday's crash, but that it is extremely unlikely. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of more than 2,400 Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, 75 years ago. He did not apologize for the attack. His staff says the purpose of the trip was to show how U.S.-Japanese relations have evolved since the war. He stood alongside U.S. President Barack Obama during a ceremony at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam in Honolulu. Here is Mr. Obama.
The presence of Prime Minister Abe here today reminds us of what is possible between nations and between peoples. Wars can end. The most bitter of adversaries can become the strongest of allies.
President Obama. Russia says a recent U.S. decision to ease restrictions on arming Syrian rebels is a hostile act that would jeopardize Russia's forces and other interests in Syria. A foreign ministry spokeswoman criticized the policy change Tuesday, telling the Reuters news agency a recently signed U.S. defense measure opens the possibility of the rebels gaining weapons. This is VOA News.